Welcome to a new series of the CRA podcast titled CRA Tips, a series created for CRA practitioners. We know that managing the Community Reinvestment Act program for your financial institution can be challenging, given the plethora of competing priorities. We know you're busy, so we will keep it tight and to the point. The weekly CRA tips are designed to give you something quick to digest in between our CRA webinars, our newsletters, and blog posts. And for those of you who are new to me, I'm Linda Izuka, your host and founder of CRA Today and the CRA Hub. The CRA Hub is an exclusive membership for bankers to master the Community Reinvestment Act and transform disadvantaged communities through the power of economic development. And if you are joining the podcast for the first time or are new to CRA Today, you'll find that I'm very passionate about this community development work. So now let's get right to it. Enjoy the tip. Choices, choices, choices. Just make one and let's get to work. So there just aren't enough hours in the day, it seems, to actually do a self-assessment, right? I mean, there's so many competing priorities, so I get it. What I'm going to share with you is there's three different types. Well, of course, there's many different types of self-assessments, but I'm going to share with you three today on this tip. I tend to say that there is a light assessment, a targeted assessment, and a comprehensive assessment. The most important thing is that you have an assessment. So if you're just getting started, I would recommend that you approach a light assessment. And what does that mean? So if you don't have one, we're just going to pull up a doc or a piece of paper, go old school, and we're going to outline our CRA program. And you're just going to put some key points in there, highlight your key performance elements, highlight your key programs, and talk about the things that you're proud of. And so when the examiners get ready to be on site, you can turn over this document and at least you have said, here's our program, here are our strengths, and I look forward to sharing more with you as we go through our performance. It shows that you have an intent to pre-position how your bank performs under the CRA, and sometimes I even say, we believe we have an excellent or outstanding CRA program. Anyway, self-assessments are the way for you to demonstrate how you feel the final outcome might be for the exam. Of course, we have to go through all of the technical compliance and the grids and the performance and the tables, but I use self-assessments to really frame out performance and come up to my own conclusions that we can also share. So let's start with a light self-assessment. This is a starting place. If you don't have one, let's just do a 1 to 2 pager and let's start delineating our CRA program. Talk about a few things that you're proud of, a couple of programs or a couple of community development loans that made a huge impact. Highlight your performance or highlight key programs. You could label it self-assessment and you can also tell the examiners that we are growing this over time, but this is a starting place for us. It's the light version. It's a very macro view to your entire CRA program. You can present it to them and say, so this is just a really high level overview of our CRA program, and I look forward to sharing more details as we look at our performance together during your exam. So that's one way to use the light assessment. The next is a targeted self-assessment. Now, how I use this is, let's say we have a performance gap or two. If we don't have a comprehensive self-assessment, I at least want to highlight some great things about my bank, but then I want to go in and I want to have a targeted self-assessment where we identify the gap, but then we tell our CRA story. We talk about how, let's say, our loan officers are standing up new loan programs or are increasing their reach into low-income areas to try to address that performance gap. Whatever that is, we want to make sure we highlight all the great work that we're doing. Naturally, during an exam, you know, our examiners are going to ask us about those gaps and we're going to have to defend them or share the story. So pre-position it within your self-assessment. Do it within a targeted assessment. You can, of course, prepare some performance tables and some analytics. You could talk about the gaps, and then you could talk about your bank's response and some proactive measures so that they know that you're not, that you care about it, that you care about serving that community. And then you can have a continued conversation about it. But having a targeted self-assessment is quite helpful. If you don't have anything and you have a few performance gaps, you might want to consider just a targeted self-assessment to get started. And then, of course, the comprehensive self-assessment. That is the granddaddy of them all, of course. So a comprehensive self-assessment mirrors a performance evaluation. You know your bank best. You know your bank's commitment to the community best. So this is where you showcase the macro view of your CRA program along with a micro view and get very granular. Get to showcase your performance. Talk about all the great work you're doing. Address your gaps and then highlight your bank's response still, right? You want that piece in there. But talk about bank-wide initiatives and weave in your CRA stories and highlight all the great work that you're doing. This is your time to shine, and it also pre-positions your expectations around a rating. Of course, everything has to be validated based on their framework, but I like to go in there saying, we have an excellent CRA program, and here's the document that will show you why we believe that to be true. And then, of course, they'll go through their exam and come up with their own conclusions. It's just a best practice to help them understand your commitment to the community in the context of your performance. So I hope that was helpful. Until next time, bye for now. Well, I hope this week's CRA tip was helpful and adds value to you and your CRA program. If you want to take a deeper dive into core concepts of the Community Reinvestment Act and connect with your CRA colleagues, you may want to consider joining the CRA Hub. We go live weekly with CRA-specific activities like core content training, Q&A sessions, challenges, guest speakers, and more. Check out cratoday.com/hub to learn more. Until the next CRA podcast episode, take care of you. Bye for now.